John Smith from England. I'm here at the Edmonton Folk Festival. And I'm jet lagged out of my brain. So maybe not the best interview subject.
Well, we can edit the shit out of it. It's that's fine. You were saying, you know, just how amazing and well treated you are at this festival. You know, what is it that kind of makes the Edmonton Folk Festival unique?
Well, they have a great lineup, and it's not just folk music. It, you know, they use folk in its broadest sense. They bring in everything. So there's always something good to watch. There's from the artist's point of view, they look after you, you know, which is sadly, you know, something that separates it from other festivals, because they do a really good job of looking after you. You know, everyone's really friendly. It's in Canada, so naturally it's very, very friendly and a great place to be.
Have you found a natural rapport with the Canadian peoples with your music?
Yeah, I mean, no more than anyone else, but that's because I think folk music is broadly, for people, and you know, everywhere you go, people are willing to receive. But Canadians have a particular friendliness about them. There's something very special, you know, that you don't get anywhere else.
I was talking with Jane Grant before about this idea of the festival to kind of force collaboration on artists, which isn't something that happens much in Australia. There's a little bit of that at Woodford, not too much. I don't know what it's like in the UK folk festivals, but it seems like a uniquely Canadian thing that it's not a offshoot on some side stage. It's like all the stages, there's collaborations, and they're putting artists together. You know, what has that experience been like? Because, you know, you performed with Jen and with Bearsden. And
I mean, it's a lot of the time you don't get to rehearse, so it's it can be really messy. And a lot of the time you don't get to rehearse, so it can be really great.
Yeah.
It all depends on who's there and how much people are willing to jump in and hang back, you know, all that stuff. Sometimes it's brilliant. I had one the first time I was here with Jerry Douglas and Tim O'Brien, where I felt so completely out of my depth that it sort of worked, you know. And they're so generous, those guys. They just let me do my thing. It was brilliant. Yesterday with Bearsden, those guys are great, and they're all nice musicians and, you know, lovely people. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And I mentioned Woodford before. You started the year in Australia.
Yeah, man.
Celebrated the new year down under. What was your experience like in Australia?
There were big things trying to eat me all the time. Big flying things and crawling things.
That'll help with jet lag, though. You just like, it'll wake you right up.
Delirious.
Just a little like a poisonous bite from a spider.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. I did get a weird bite actually. I got a little kind of purple black thing on my leg, but it kind of disappeared after a while.
You've got the plague, but you're just living with it.
Everyone in Europe is dead. I really liked Woodford. I mean, I loved being in Australia. I went back there again in the spring. I love it. It's great. Can't wait to go back.
And are you coming back anytime soon?
With the next record, I'll try and make it work, yeah.
So that's an easy segue into talking about what's coming next. It's been a couple of years now since Great Lakes was released, and the cycle for it, I mean, you're still going.
I guess
to start with, looking back on the last 2 years, you know, how do you feel it's gone?
It's gone great. I got to go to new places, you know, and play my own headline shows, and got on the radio, you know, all over the place, and it's just been amazing. I couldn't have asked for more. So the next time I'll just hope that the songs are up to it and see what I can do.
I first heard about you 2 albums ago. Nothing, you know, there wasn't really much traction outside of home for you, it seemed, at that time. What do you think it was about Great Lakes that really pushed it forward? Was it just having the right team around you? I mean, the songs are good, that helps, but...
I've got a really good team, and we've been through a few people who didn't work out, and you know, I now have a really good core of people around me who work as hard as I do, and it's great, you know,
and not easy to find.
No, it's taken years, man. I've been doing this a long time, so we all trust each other and do our best, you know, because I'm not signed to a label. We run everything ourselves.
So you book everything yourselves?
I pay my agent to do that, but we work really closely together, you know. Yeah, it's good. It's good, man. I like being independent.
And it gives you freedom. I mean, really, at the end of the day. that.
Absolutely.
And then how does that extend on, you know, looking forward to the next record? You know, what is that freedom in telling you? Are you putting a deadline on yourself for new music, or, you know,
I learned a while ago that it's pointless because you don't really get the job done properly. So I'm taking my time.
Do you have songwriting days? Do you kind of do the Nick Cave approach where it's like a 9-to-5 sort of thing?
I don't have time, man. I've been on the road for 2.5 years most days. So
yeah, wherever you can fit it in, if you can fit it in.
Yeah, I just you make notes as you go, and then when you get home, you spend some time on it. But I'm busy, man. I'm going to be I work as a session musician as well, because, you know, there's not a, you know, you've got to pay the bills, right?
Yeah.
So I'm coming off tour in September, then I'm going playing on some other people's stuff, playing guitar, which I love doing as well. And then I'll sit down around Christmas and put all these songs together, I think. But who knows, maybe it'll take another 5 years, maybe it'll take 3 weeks. It's a mystery to me, man.
Yeah, it's but you know, genius doesn't come overnight.
Jesus. don't quote me on that.
my words.
Yeah.
With the rest of the year, though, so you go home, you tour, and you're working with other musicians. And,
yeah.
You know, is there anything in particular looking forward to in the months ahead?
Yeah, I'm going to be. Let's see. I don't know if there's. What can I talk about? I'm going to play a couple of great British festivals: Moseley Folk Festival and Towersey Folk Festival, which I'm really looking forward to.
It's one of them. I think the Monkees are headlining.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Should be interesting.
Fun. Yeah. I'm just looking forward to getting home at the end of the year and putting all my new songs together, seeing how they sound.
Well, we're talking with Jen before. I think she wants to take you to a secluded cabin and work with you.
Yeah.
Because she was mentioning that every time you've been together, it's been in the sweltering heat. So.
I know, yeah. We need to get somewhere cool. She has a secluded cabin, actually, on the lake, and on Lake Echo, where they make records. I'd love to go up there.
Would you work there on a record?
Sure, man.
If the opportunity came?
Yeah. Yeah, it's easy now, man. You know, you don't, especially in my position, I'm not beholden to anyone. So if I want to make a record somewhere, I just go and do it.
Pick up the guitar. You don't even need to bring a guitar with you. Just
yeah, exactly.
Grab one in the studio when you get there.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
You know, Jen mentioned she met you too at Woodford.
Yeah.
At these sorts of events, I imagine it's a unique opportunity to create friendships and relationships with other musicians and
yeah, man.
People in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, has anything ever come from that in terms of a collaboration or you working as a session musician?
Oh yeah, I mean, I met Jerry Douglas here the first time 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the beginning of this year I did the transatlantic sessions with him. And that was because I met him here. So it works.
It happens.
Yeah, man.
It happens.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you all the best here. I hope you survive the sun and the heat and the jet lag.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I need all the help I can get.
What have you got left here? Have you got another performance?
Yeah, a couple of workshops tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I might sing with Jen later on.
Oh, cool.
Goes, yeah.
See if you can keep the eyes open.
Yeah, I'm fucked, man.
I was laying in bed like at 5 o'clock yesterday before coming in here, and it was just that like 2 minutes doing those ones. Yeah. Godspeed.
Thanks, man.
Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.